Torreyway, Northwest London, Tuesday the 25th of February, Rosh Chodesh Adar, Reb Yanki Wiesenfeld, Talamotar on Shabbos. So, before I start, a couple of service announcements. Today's Shia is Le'il Nishmas. My mother-in-law, Leah Sholem, Chava Devorah Bas, Reb Simcha Yisrael, whose Yotzeit was last Thursday, and I wasn't here, so I'm making up now, and my father's Zechariah Levracha, Reb Yitzchak and Reb Yaakov, whose Yotzeit was on Shabbos. Again, I wasn't here. I'll tell you all about Shabbos, about keeping the Yotzeit in Miami another time. It was very interesting. They should both have an Ilui Neshama, and these Divrei Torah are for their Zechus. I want to thank HaKoros HaTov to Torahway, because the Shir itself arises totally from the Shurim the Halacha Shir that I give every day, that every, come up twice a year, we go through the Halachas of changing over from Talamota to Vesein Barocha, and Vesein Barocha to Talamota, just to go over the Halachas briefly, after Sukkot and after Pesach every year. And these shilas are something that came out through the discussions that we had in the shir. The shir is only a 5-minute shir. We don't have time to explore in detail. But I had, obviously, this was the catalyst that enabled me to make some further research to understand a bit better what we've learnt. And therefore, I really have our cross and toe both to the shir, the opportunity, and to the owner who asked questions. Finally, obviously, Torahway itself, that means I'm here because of the shir is here because of Torahway, and Torahway is here in the schus of one person only, and one person that we know, and that is Graham. Graham brings the cakes every day, so without the cakes we wouldn't have an audience. Yeah, quite right. Oh, but really, we really... Our real Akras HaTov is to Yosef Dov Bechela, to Dudi, who's unbelievable, whether it's from his home, whether it's from his office, whether it's from his bedside. It's incredible what he does for Torahway. And Yosef Dov Bechela should have a refuah shleima. This is us konus. Okay. Let's run briefly through the halachas that we've learned, and then we'll combine two sets of halachas and ask the shaila, we'll discuss the shaila, and Bliyeda will analyze it and look at the different aspects of it. And if we still have time, then we'll go to the really interesting shalas that I had in Miami. So, on the weekdays, let's run briefly through the halachas of weekdays. When you change over, as we are now, we changed over Sukkos from Vesein Barocha to Vesein Talamotah. Mm. So what's the halacha if a person makes a mistake, right? There is a thing called Shigra Delishna, which means that you get used to saying what you're used to saying. Therefore, through the summer, you got used to saying the same Barocha. Then suddenly, you have to change after Sukkos and change over to the same Talamotah. And most people concentrate 100% all the time, and they're davening from a Siddur, and they know exactly what they're saying all the time, in which case, they will always say the same Talamotah and have no Shilas. Unfortunately, myself, I don't know about anybody else, sometimes one is davening and one's not concentrating completely. And subconsciously, you've said the same Barocha. Certainly in the first 30 days, if you've got a Sofik, the same Barocha. After 30 days, if you know in yourself that you're still saying the same Barocha, that when you say it subconsciously, without concentrating, you say the same Barocha, then again you would still have to go back. And certainly if you know yourself that you definitely said the same Barocha and you didn't say the same Talamotah, then you have to go back and correct it. Now, the halacha in the same Talamotah in the winter is different from the halacha in the summer. Why? Because in the summer, I said, the same Talamotah Levrocha. If I said the same Talamotah Levrocha in the summer, then I've made a mistake. I've done something bad. Why? Because the Gemara says that the Talamotah in the summer is a simon klola. The farmers don't need the food. They don't need the rain. The rain in the summer is going to ruin the crop. The rain in the summer is going to ruin the program of reaping, etc. And therefore, if you said the same Talamotah of Rocha in the summer, then you have to correct it. You have to go back and you have to get it right. Masha Inke, in the winter, you said the same Barocha. Rabbi Hashem, please give Barucha al Pnei Adama. There's nothing wrong with saying Barucha. Adarabba, we say every day, Sim Shalom Toiva of Racha. We daven for Barucha and we want Barucha. So therefore, when you said Vasein Barucha, that's not a contradiction to the winter. I need Barucha in the winter as well. The only problem is, I haven't said my tefillah for Vasein Talamotta. Therefore, Chazal gave you a second opportunity in Shemoneh Esrei, and they said as follows. That if you're in the middle of Mevorech HaShonim, then up to Baruch HaTov HaShem, you can go back and you say, you correct it, so you said Vasein Barucha, go back, start Baruch Aleinu again, and say Vasein Talamotta Levrocha, add it back. If you're after Baruch HaTov HaShem, then you finish Mevorech HaShonim, you carry through davening, you get to Shema Koleinu, and just before Kiyat Shemaya, there is a spot there, which is an open spot, which Chazal said, that at that point you're allowed to insert any tefillahs that you like. You've got a tefillah for a chola, tefillah for parnosa, tefillah for whatever it is, shiduchim, etc., etc. Chazal said that just before Kiyat Shemaya in Shema Koleinu is a general brocha asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for general tefillah asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Siyata Deshmaya, and at that point you can insert any brocha that you like, any tefillah that you like. And therefore, at that point, Chazal said, you now have a second opportunity to say Vasein Talamotta Levrocha. We'll discuss this a little bit further, but that's the halacha. So up to Shemea Tefillah, you can say Vasein Talamotta Levrocha, Al Paneh Ha'adoma, Ki Ato Shemea Tefillah, Slapeh Al-Pitzor, Berachamim, Baruch Ato Hashem Shemea Tefillah. So Klal Yisrael gave you, the second opportunity, that if you missed it in Baruch Aleinu, which you cannot do in the summer, But when you said Vasein Talamotta, because he said something wrong there. That's a contradiction to the situation. In the winter, Vasein Barucha is not a contradiction. So the Baruch Aleinu stands as it does. Carry on. Get to Shemea Tefillah. At that place, you can now say Vasein Talamotta Levrocha. And then, what happens if you've gone further, and you've gone past Kiyat HaShemea, and you forgot to put Vasein Talamotta? And it can even happen that a person realized, between Baruch Aleinu and Shema Koleinu, he realized that I got it wrong, and I didn't say Vasein Talamotta, so I'm going to say it in Shema Koleinu, and then he got to Shema Koleinu, and he wasn't concentrating, and he got past it, and he said Shemea Tefillah. Then the halacha is that from that point onwards, until the end of Shemoneh Esrei, if he remembers that I've not said Vasein Talamotta Levrocha, he goes back to Baruch Aleinu. I should imagine, I'm only guessing at this stage, I haven't seen what would happen if he would go back to Shema Koleinu and say Vasein Talamotta in Shema Koleinu, probably he's Yotzer. I'm guessing that he's Yotzer. But the halacha is, he should now go back to Baruch Aleinu.
He's after Moedim.
But after Moedim, right, up to Oseh Shalom. That means, up to Hashem Tzuri V'Goy Ali. When a person gets to Hashem Tzuri V'Goy Ali, and he said V'Goy Ali, and he's ready to do Oseh Shalom, then that's called the end of Shemoneh Esrei. Even though he hasn't stepped back yet. There are reasons why a person might not step back straight away. There might be somebody davening Shemoneh Esrei behind him or something like that. So he may not have finished the Shemoneh Esrei to the point of stepping back. But when he gets to Hashem Tzuri V'Goy Ali, end of Shemoneh Esrei. If he got to V'Goy Ali and Oseh Shalom is the end of Shemoneh Esrei. But actually the end of Shemoneh Esrei is when you get to V'Goy Ali.
Which one?
So it's the second one. Second. If you're saying two, then it's the second one. It's the point at which I'm ready to do Oseh Shalom, but I haven't done it yet, for whatever reason. As I said, somebody might be davening behind you to long Shemoneh Esrei, and you're waiting for them. You can't do the Oseh Shalom yet. For whatever reason, you haven't done it, but you're at the point of quite clear in Halacha, that is the end of Shemoneh Esrei. If you then remember, I said the same Barucha instead of the same Talamotta, then the Halacha is you go right back to the beginning, go back to...
Why could you answer to Kedusha then if you said Oseh Shalom?
You can. You can answer Kedusha at that point as well.
You have to wait till after the
Hebrew. At that Hashem Tzuri B'Goy Ali, you can answer Kedusha.
After Oseh Shalom, you can answer Kedusha, surely.
Sorry?
After you said Oseh Shalom, you could answer.
Certainly can. But even before that, even before Oseh Shalom, you can already answer Kedusha because you've reached the end of Shemoneh Esrei.
Two ends of Shemoneh Esrei.
Sorry? We discussed this. After those people who are Nusach Sfad and who say Yiru Otzon, after, and even those people who are Nusach Ashkenaz, who say a first Yiru Otzon after Hamavorach Samo Yisrael Bashalom, then the halacha is that they can only answer like in the middle of Bechas Kriya Shema, which means that they can answer Kodosh, and they can answer Boruch, and according to Shulchan Al-Kharav, they can answer Yimloch as well. But they can't answer the whole of Shemoneh Esrei. Whereas, if you get to after the second Hashem Tzuri V'Gayali, then you can answer everything. You can say Nekadesh, Nakdishach, Kesei, whatever it is, Mimkaybucho, you can say all the Shtikalach after the second Tzuri V'Gayali, because after the second Tzuri V'Gayali, or the first Tifyon Nusach Ashkenaz, or if you're Nusach Sfad, that says Yerotzayim twice. Yeah, there are some people, I think in Eretz Yisrael, they say Yerotzayim twice. And that's why, by the way, even if you're Nusach Ashkenaz, you also say two Yerotzayims. Oh, in monks they also say two Yerotzayim. Okay, whoever says twice, but I'll tell you when you do, I'll tell you when Nusach Ashkenaz does say Yerotzayim twice, and that is on Yom Kippur. Right, when you've got the Viduim coming up. So you say Hamavorech Samo Yisrael Basholoim, and then you say your first Yuruot and Imre Fiva Gerli Bilo Fanecho, and then you're allowed to then say the Oshamnus and the Alchets and all the rest of it. Because with the first Yuruot and it's making a break, but it's not a total break. It's not a total break.
Ashkenaz has it in brackets.
It's in brackets, I know. Apparently it changed. Early editions of our scroll it wasn't there, and then they added it in brackets, etc. I think in Eretz Yisrael, the Menagis that Ashkenaz says Yerotzayim twice, like Nusach Sfad in Chutz Loretz. I'm not sure exactly. Okay, so those are my rules. For the Saint Alamoto. If I've forgotten the Saint Alamoto, in Baruch Aleinu, back to the beginning of Baruch Aleinu, after Baruch Aleinu in Shemei Tefillah, after Shemei Tefillah, then I go back to Baruch Aleinu, and after Shemone Esra, I have to repeat the entire Shemone Esra. Okay, that's section one, which is the halakhos of the Saint Alamoto itself. Now let's look at the mistakes that we make in a Shabbos davening. Right, because the obvious question is, the title of the Shiri is the Saint Alamoto on Shabbos, and I don't say the Saint Alamoto on Shabbos. So what's the halachas of the Saint Alamoto on Shabbos that we're going to be learning today? So let's look at the davening. We're just taking it as an example, Friday night Atah Kiddushto. It could be other tefillahs as well, but we'll take as an example Friday night Atah Kiddushto. So the halacha is as follows. The Gemara tells us in Brochus that really by rights, we all say a short Shmoneh Esra on Friday night, only seven brachas. Yeah, three brachas at the beginning, three brachas at the end, Mekadesh Shabbos in the middle. That's a bracha of seven. Yeah, we say Sheva, for seven brachas on a Friday night, Uhuadin on the Shabbos morning, a mincha, etc. The Gemara says that really by rights, we should be saying the whole of Shmoneh Esra. Everything that we daven for during the week, we need on Shabbos as well. We need Das, and we need Refuah, and we need Geula, and we need Yerushalayim, and we need Mashiach. All the things that we daven for during the week, we ought to daven for on Shabbos as well. And in fact, I saw it brought down beforeish, that originally Chazal would have liked us to have daven the weekday Shmoneh Esra on the Shabbos, and add, like we add in a Yale V'Yovoy, maybe you'd add in a Ritzei, or a Yale V'Yovoy with Shabbos in it, but to daven the regular Shmoneh Esra, together with some Haskora of Shabbos. And in fact, it's brought down the halacha that if somebody were to forget himself and was to daven a whole Shmoneh Esra, I don't know exactly how you do it, but if somebody was to daven the whole Shmoneh Esra, a weekday Shmoneh Esra, on a Shabbos, but make a mention of Shabbos somewhere in it, he'll make up himself that he gets the Yale V'Yovoy and say, B'Yom HaShabbos Hazeh. Yeah? Zachrein HaShem L'Kein Boilet Tovah. That he's Yotze B'Dieved, he doesn't have to daven again. Because that was the original takana. Chazal would have liked us to have done that. Because all the things that we daven for during the week, we need on Shabbos as well. But I have to mention Shabbos. So why don't we do that? So there's two reasons brought down as to why we don't do that. Number one is brought down Mishum Tircha. Because the Shmoneh Esra gets too long, the davening itself is much longer, you've got the lining, you've got the long Pesukah Dezemra, etc., and the Chalanga Shmoneh Esra as well, it would be a bit like Chol HaMoed davening. The Chol HaMoed also, you've got the weekday davening, the whole Shmoneh Esra, together with the Yale V'Yavoy, so it would be like that on the Shabbos, it would be too long, so Mishum Tircha, Loyat Chachuhu is the Losh of the Gemara, that the Gemara, Chazal for some reason, felt that it was too much of a bother to impose on the Tibur that they should have such a long Shmoneh Esra plus the Shabbos. And others learned Pshat in the Loyat Rechuhu that Chazal didn't want us to daven things which make us sad or make us upset or which make us put us in a bad mood. And when a person's davening for things, every person who davens for something is because he's missing something. If I daven for something, it's because I need something from the Ribbono Shel Olam. I need panosa, I need health, I need my existence, I need my family, I need Mashiach, whatever it is. And therefore, It reminds me, a person who's not well is going to be reminded during Refa'inu that he's not well and he needs a refuah. A person who's got trouble with panosa, he'll be reminded of Baruch Aleinu, etc. It's going to put him in a bad mood. So therefore, Chazal said, we're going to have a different Shmonesa on Shabbos, and we'll put aside the tefillahs of weekday, not to say them on Shabbos. But Chazal said, what happens if you say b'diyeved? Yeah, a person's davening, it's Friday night, atokidashto, he didn't say atokidashto, he got to Hilkel HaKodesh, he carried on with his weekly Shmonesa. Etc. And then he goes, Slachlon Rabino Kichotonu. And the guy next to him starts nudging him and says, you had Shabbos tonight. You made a mistake, yeah? Usually it's either by the Kichotonu or it's by the Moedim that the person suddenly remembers, yeah, that it's Friday night, it's Shabbos today. So what's the halacha? So there the halacha is that Chazal said, what you've davened wasn't wrong. Well, you're davening what would ideally have been the original takona of Chazal, that you should daven a weekday Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos. After Choynel Adam Das, you needed it on Shabbos, nothing wrong. Baruch Atah Hashem Choynel Ados. It's not the takona, but you haven't done something wrong. And therefore the halacha is that if you remember in the middle of any part of the Shmoneh Esrei of the weekday Shmoneh Esrei that it's Shabbos, or somebody reminds you by the Kichotonu that it's Shabbos, then the halacha is you finish off that bracha. You finish off till the end of the bracha, and you finish off ki foshanu, and you clap your chest again, and then you say Baruch Atah Hashem, Chanun Amar Belisloyach, and then go to Atokidashto. That's the halacha. That halacha is again, we're not going into all those halachas now because that's not the subject of the shir. If you only said ato, and you haven't said yet the kidashto, or you haven't said the choinin rather yet, then you can switch to ato kidashto. And if you said ato, then you can say ato echod, even though you were going to say ato choinin. There are different halachas about it. Some say even that you can say, even if you said ato, you can change to yisamach moishe. Although it doesn't really make sense grammatically. Anyway, these are halachas, that's a separate halacha, and certainly Musaf is a separate issue for itself because there's no Musaf during the week. So therefore, there isn't that equivalent. But let's take as a general rule that if you remember in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, then the halacha is that you finish off the brocha that you're up to, and then you switch back, you go back to Shabbos. Fine. What happens if you finish the Shemoneh Esrei? You daven a whole weekday Shemoneh Esrei from beginning to end. You made no mention of Shabbos. Then you have to start Shemoneh Esrei again, and you have to say the Amidah of Shabbos. Okay, fine. That's very simple. Now let's try and combine our two elements that we've just discussed and put them together. A person started Shemoneh Esrei on Friday night. He said the first three brachos to Lakeila Kodosh. He then carried on after Penelon Daz Baruch Atah Shemoneh Ados. He then carried on all the brachas one after the other. He then said, Baruch Aleinu Hashem Elokeinu Shem Azois, was culminated with Kol Tova, was saying Barocha in the middle of the winter. And he got to the end, he's got past it, or he even got to the end and he said, Baruch Atah Hashem Mevorech Hashonim. This is when we have a Shaila of the same Talamoto on Shabbos. Yeah? He said, Baruch Aleinu, and we're saying that Baruch Aleinu is a Barocha that Chazal would have liked us to say on Shabbos. It is a Shabbos bigger brocha. They weren't matriachas to say it on Shabbos. And he said the same brocha instead of the same talamoto. So now Shaila is going to be, does he have to say it again and correct it? He got to Baruch Atah Hashem Mevorech Hashonim. Does he go back to the to Baruch Aleinu? Does he correct it? What happens if he's in the middle still of Baruch Aleinu? Does he go back to the beginning of Baruch Aleinu? And if he gets past Baruch Aleinu, he said, Baruch Atah Hashem Mevorech Hashonim, what should he do then? Should he say Baruch Aleinu again? Or, I mean, what's he supposed to do now? If he'd said it correctly, he would switch to Atah Kidashto. He'll go to Friday night davening. But now, he's just said Baruch Aleinu with a mistake in it. So does he have to go back and correct it before he goes to Atah Kidashto? Or maybe he should carry on and say all the brachas of Shemoneh Esrei and do it in Shema Koleinu, like he would do during the weekday. So maybe he should continue with Oshiva Shefteinu, V'lam Oshinu, etc., so that he can correct it in the Shema Koleinu, which would be the halacha during the weekday. And what happens if he gets past Shema Koleinu and he only remembered the Sim Shalom? What does he do then? Does he go back to Baruch Aleinu, which would be the halacha during the week? And then what happens if he gets to the end? Hashem Tzuri V'Garli, Oysa Shalom Imroimov, And now he knows that he has to start Baruch Atah Hashem and say the Atah Kedashto, the Friday night davening. But he said the weekday davening, and he left it with a mistake. So he wasn't yotze the weekday davening, which Chazal said you should have been davening anyway on a regular Friday night, if not for the fact that we're not matriach you. So this is the combination of the two shailas, right? He said v'sei brocha on a Friday night, and he hasn't corrected it. So let's try and analyze the shaila. I've found three different ways of analyzing the shaila, which we can think about, and then we'll see whether or not we can come to a conclusion. So the first question is as follows: if a person davens ato kedashto. A person say Atah Kedashto Friday night, he said Atah Chayin Lodom Das, Ramad Den Shpido. And he finished Chayin Ados. So let's say, and he finished Chayin Ados, and then he remembered. So what was his Shmoneh Esrei? His Shmoneh Esrei was the first three brachas till Akei LaKodosh, Atah Chayin until Chayin Ados, Atah Kedashto to the Kaddish HaShabbos, and then the last three brachas. Now I'll ask you, when we look back at his Shmoneh Esrei of Friday night, is pshat that he said Atah Chayinah by mistake and that doesn't count? Or do we say that he has a nusach on Friday night when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to analyze his schar for the brachas on Friday night for his Shmoneh Esrei? What was his Shmoneh Esrei? Is pshat that when he realized that he got to Chayinah Ados, he corrected himself to Atah Kedashto and the Chayinah Ados is cancelled, it's deleted, right? It's corrected and therefore it's no longer part of his Shmoneh Esrei. And therefore what he did was he realized his mistake and he went back to correct it to Atah Kedashto. Or would I say, when I analyze his Shmoneh Esrei, if you ask him, what Shmoneh Esrei did you daven, what Amidah did you daven tonight, Friday night? I davened 8 brochas. I davened Atah Chayinah to Chayinah Ados, and that's Shabbos Mikra Brocha as well, according to Chazal. And then I davened Atah Kedashto to Mekadosh Shabbos and the other 6 brochas, 3 at the beginning, 3 at the end. So in other words, do we say that he's corrected himself? And therefore we now ignore the Atah Chayinah that he said. Or do we say, no, the Atah Chayinah, because Chazal said it's good, therefore. Obviously, the two ways of looking at it are going to make a difference to our Shaila. If you say that when you correct yourself, you delete what you said wrong, there's no point in correcting your Talamoto or the same Baruch, etc., etc. Once you get to Atah Kedashto, you're now saying the right thing, and what you said in the past is no longer valid, it's ignored, and therefore what would be the point in going back to correct it? But if you say that the brachas of the weekday that you say by mistake are counted as part of my Shmoneh Esrei, even when I finish the Shmoneh Esrei, so therefore I came up to Baruch Aleinu, Mavorech HaShonim, from Atah Chayinah to Mavorech HaShonim, is part of my Shmoneh Esrei, continuing Atah Kedashto, then I have to correct that Baruch Aleinu. I can't leave it unsaid. That's one way of looking at it. It's one way of analyzing the Shaila, is that if I have to, if it's going to remain as part of my Shmoneh Esrei, then somehow or other I have to put it right. But then there's something else, and that is as follows. Where are you going to put it right? We'll come to that in the answer, right? But we're just looking at the Sforas to try and understand and analyze the question that we're dealing with, right? There's another question. And that is as follows, that there are some who want to say, I saw that Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank wants to say a svara like this. He says, what is V'sein Talamoto Levrocha? Is V'sein Talamoto Levrocha an askora, or is V'sein Talamoto Levrocha a tefillah? And the way, it's a machlokes apparently between Rav Chaim, he's being a cholek with Rav Chaim Brisker. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank argues with Rav Chaim Brisker. I saw it brought down in the notes of Yalkut Yosef, that he brings down there, that there's a machlokes between them as to whether or not it's a askora or whether or not it's a tefillah. That means as follows. We'll come to that. I know. So he says as follows. He says, do we say that the same Talamoto meant that in the same way that Chazal said that in a Shmoneh Esrei, I need to mention today. Today is Rosh Chodesh, and therefore I can't daven a Shmoneh Esrei without mentioning Yaaleh V'Yavoi. And although in Yaaleh V'Yavoi I've got Zechreinu Hashem Elokeinu L'Tovah, I've got tefillahs in it, but the main thing is that I need to mention, I can't daven a Rosh Chodesh Dika Shmoneh Esrei without mentioning Rosh Chodesh. We said before, I can daven a weekday Shmoneh Esrei as long as I mention Shabbos. Yeah, on Shabbos you have to mention Shabbos, on Yom Tov you have to mention Yom Tov, and in the winter says Reb Chaim Yuska, you have to mention winter. You have to say today is winter, right? Today is half the year when it's winter, and it's not summer. That's an askora that I have to mention. Why did Chazal put it into Boruch Hashonim? Because we're talking about years. Half the year is winter, half the year is summer. So therefore, that's the place where we inserted that askora. So therefore, today I have to go through Eshmonia Esra, and I have to mention it. Therefore, he held that it became the matbea shetovu chachomim, that in the bracha of Boruch Aleinu, you have to mention winter. The Rosi Pesach Frank says, no. Chazal said that somewhere in the Shmoneh Esra you have to mention the tefillah, that it's winter, but it doesn't have to be in Boruch Aleinu. And the proof is because they gave you a second opportunity to say it in Kiyata Shemaya. They said in Shema Kaleinu you got a second chance. Therefore you cannot say it's the matveya, it's the nusach tefillah that you have to say it in Boruch Aleinu, because Chazal said if you didn't say it in Boruch Aleinu, say it in Shema Kaleinu. So therefore you can see that it's not a chelik of the nusach of the tefillah. So therefore, again, when we're looking at our shala, this is the person who on Friday night, Chazal didn't say that on Friday night you have to mention winter. Chazal, when they put it in Boruch Aleinu, in the weekday Shmoneh Esra, they said, yeah, 6 days a week you can mention it's winter. On Shabbos you don't have to mention winter. So if you say it's a tefillah, like Rabbi Pesach Frank wants to learn, it's a tefillah, then I have to say, and Pashtus, like you said, Chastel, you said that the Nusach V'Sein Talamot Levrocha sounds like a tefillah, and the fact that I have it in Boruch Aleinu, which is the chelik of the Bakoshes of Shmoneh Esra, sounds like it ought to be a tefillah. If you say it's a tefillah, then somehow or other you've said that tefillah of Boruch Aleinu wrong. On the Friday night when you made the mistake and you went through Boruch Aleinu and you didn't mention the same Talamoto, you got the tefillah of Boruch Aleinu wrong. If you got the tefillah of Boruch Aleinu wrong, you need to correct it. Masha'ekin, if it's only an askora, if it's the fact that I have to mention it's winter somewhere in Shmoneh Esra, but it doesn't have to be there, it could be there, then l'choyah, on Shabbos, I didn't have to mention it. And therefore, if I said the same Talamoto, I wouldn't have to go back and correct it, because Chazal never said that you have to mention winter on the Shabbos. Chazal said you mention winter 6 days a week, and on Shabbos you don't have to say it. So therefore, that's another way of looking at it, and another possibility. So, Lemaisa, because we've only got less than a minute, I just want to mention briefly that, unfortunately, as you probably expect from what I've said till now, what you actually have to do, Lemaisa, is a machlokes aposkim. There are some who hold that you have to correct it, there's some who don't. There's a Chai Odom about it, there's a Chaim Brist, there's a Shri Pesach Frank, there's a Yalkut Yosef, etc., etc. There are some, and there are different ways of looking at it, and different halachas, depending on whose shitter you hold, for the reasons that we've explained, as to whether or not it's a cancellation or it's a continuation, and whether or not it's a laskora, or whether or not it's a... the Maisa, what a person should do la halacha, I do not know, because there are different ways of paskuding. What I would say is that the best thing always must be that a person should try and concentrate on his tefillah, and dhamma from a tefillah go. But just to mention briefly that the Mishabura brings down that if somebody makes a mistake and he dhammas the weekday tefillah on a Friday night, then he says that's a siman klal, it's not a good thing. He says that the omens are not good for that week, etc. He writes spooky things about it. Reb Chaim Kanievsky comes to the rescue and says that that only applies if you thought it was a weekday. In other words, when you daven the Shmoneh Esra, you thought it was a weekday. But if you knew it's Shabbos, and you just sang the Chodoidi, and you're waiting the Shabbos, you're in shul, and then you just, because you're used to saying the Shmoneh Esra, you said that, then he says, and that's not a problem at all. But the best thing clearly must be, if a person can concentrate and not make the mistakes, then you don't get into these shailas, because if you ask me that shaila on that night, on a Friday night, I've got to tell you it's a machlokes, there are different attitudes, different ways of looking at it, and I don't know what the halacha would be l'maisa.